How does the man in the moon cut his hair?
I don't know. How?
Eclipse it.
Oh. It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
It's so cold up here on Mars. The red, red planet amongst the stars. Every night I see two moons. Hope I get back to Earth soon. It's my home. I took a spaceship to Mars. I took a spaceship to Mars. Now I play Martian guitar. Martian guitar. Cosmic rays and sun's radiation are beaming down from all creation.
Out of New Zealand, that's Levity Beat and Flea Bite with Spaceship to Mars. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom with a lot of great people. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. And who do we have with us today?
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hey, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Lucas D.
Hi, it's Kybia.
Hello, it's Marcel.
Well, everyone, I'm so glad that you could be with us today. On the show, we're going to be learning about Mars. I like Mars because we can sometimes see it in the sky, and it's very, very red. And also, I like Mars because we have little rovers roving around on Mars, which is pretty darn cool.
One thing I'm really interested about is the ice caps at the pole.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought there would be ice caps on Mars?
People sort of say it used to be somewhat of an Earth-like planet and that there used to be water actually on the surface of the planet. So I'm wondering what happened to all the water that used to be on Mars?
Right. And then we're going to have to also ask the next obvious question, which is if there's water on Mars, wouldn't there be living creatures? I mean, we were always taught that like that's the secret ingredient to life is that there's water on a planet. We have a lot more to learn about Mars. Our guest today is from the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. His name is Dr. Larry Crumpler. He's coming up with us in just a minute. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're learning about Mars. You can see pictures and find links and learn a lot more by going to childrenshour.org, look for Mars. This is Twin Pop.
On the handlebars, and the sidecar for my little doggy Lou. Couldn't leave without him as part of the crew. Gonna ride my motorcycle up to Mars for a playdate with the comets and the stars. Popping wheelies all across the Milky Way as we travel faster than a laser ray. We'll be right back. crazy things we get to see and do. And maybe someday you will get to do them too.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and I'm just delighted to be with Dr. Larry Crumpler. He is a research curator of volcanology and space sciences at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's also an associate professor at the University of New Mexico, and he's an author and so much more. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Dr. Crumpler.
I'm glad to be here.
We are so glad to have you. We're going to be learning about one of your favorite topics today.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mars.
Yeah, Mars is really an exciting place.
What is the geology like on Mars? And is it somewhat similar to what we have here on Earth?
Yeah, that's the thing I really like about Mars. A lot of planets have no atmosphere, so there's been a lot of impact craters, you know, smashing things up. So there's a lot of dirt and dust and grit everywhere, covering everything. But on Mars, we have an atmosphere, and that atmosphere has been able to erode a lot of the loose debris away so that we can see the underlying bedrock. And it's all very similar to the things we see here on the Earth in terms of, you know, there's volcanic rocks and there's sedimentary rocks. The bottom line is that Mars has a lot of geology that's very similar to a lot of the geology here on Earth.
Why is Mars red?
Yeah, the old Mars red question. It's because it's iron minerals in the rocks. There's a lot of rocks on Mars that have lots of iron in it, and that's typical of places that have lots of volcanism. Most volcanic rocks have a mineral called magnetite in them, little tiny little grains, little really microscopic, but there's lots of them. That's why the rocks look black when they erupt. And that has lots of iron, and it rusts or oxidizes. There's lots of it on Mars, and there's lots of broken rock. And there's lots of rock dust. Whenever you oxidize iron, it tends to like stain everything around it. So everything on Mars is stained with iron rust.
Does Mars have active volcanoes?
Yeah, we think they do. I mean, there's been eruptions on Mars within the past couple of million years, which is very young by any solar system standards. So by our standards, in terms of a planet, that's active.
Does Mars have, like Earth, a core of iron, and does it have like magma around that? Is it kind of shaped in the same way Earth is on the inside?
Yeah, you know, we recently, let's see, 2018, there was a lander that went to Mars, the so-called InSight lander. Its main instrument was a seismometer, an earthquake detector, Mars quake detector. Hmm. We detected all sorts of Mars quakes, and we're able to use those to explore the interior of Mars. Mars does have a, you know, iron core. It's a little bit bigger than we thought it was initially when we were kind of guesstimating. It has a core And we know that it has a mantle, which is kind of the area from which magmas come from. And there are earthquakes all around Mars.
Or Marsquakes.
Marsquakes. And they're all over Mars, but there's some that occur in places that are recently volcanically active. So we suspect something related to that. It probably has a layer that is partially melted in places.
Wow. We're talking with Dr. Larry Crumpler. He's a geologist and the research curator of volcanology in space science at the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We've got more coming up, so stick with us, but you can learn a lot more by going over to childrenshour.org and look for this episode, Mars. We have learning materials with every episode now for teachers to be able to use our shows in the classroom, or just for parents and kids to learn a little more. This is Mars Rock by the Grammar Heads off of the album Solar System Rock, right here on the Children's Hour.
Surface red. Once had liquid water flowing across its face. Now dried up river beds leave their ancient trace. Curiosity rover crawled along the ground. Search for signs of life that might be found. Dust devils dance across the desert plains. Seasons change, but there's no earthly rains. 7 Earth months to make 1 Martian year. Each Mars trip round the sun takes 2 years here. Thin atmosphere of carbon dioxide doesn't hold heat like Earth's skies. Gravity's just 1/3 of home. That's why astronauts will need dome. Mars, oh Mars, the red planet calls. 2 tiny moons dance through your dusty halls. Phobos and Deimos circle overhead, while storms of crimson paint your surface red. Future human missions are on their way. Unlock the mysteries of yesterday. Maybe someday we'll build cities there on this red world beyond Earth's air. Ancient canyons hold secrets deep. Sometimes come and go.
calling your name.
Listening to the Children's Hour, I'm Katie Stone. In the background, Ketza. You just heard Space Girl by the Space Chums. And before that, Mars Rock is the Grammar Heads. We're learning about Mars today on the Children's Hour. You can learn a lot more with our learning materials you'll find at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Mars.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is a production of the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. You can learn more about us at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Museum of International Folk Art and Museum of Indian Arts and Culture in Santa Fe, New Mexico celebrate cultural heritage from New Mexico and across the world. More at moifa.org. Keep up with all the news of the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter. Find the sign-up form at childrenshour.org.
Hi, I love the Children's Hour because it's fun and you go to all sorts of different places. I'm Yoshi James from Australia.
Take the Children's Hour with you on your road trip. Find us at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts.